Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective of Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Well, Congress passed and the President signed legislation to bail out Wall Street. So are you wondering what this means to you, especially if you're looking to buy or sell a home? Well, this reminds me of the old joke. If you lined up all the economists in the world end to end, they'd still be pointing in different directions. Well, the truth is, nobody knows how this will all shake out. But today we have a top three likely results of this bailout. And this is from a recent Smart Money article. Number one, lower interest rates. Maybe. Now, no one can predict interest rates during normal times, and these are not normal times. But rates are pretty good now, so don't expect much movement in either direction. And number two, slightly easier borrowing requirements. Right now, you need a down payment of at least 5% and a credit score of 720 or higher to get the best rate. Now, experts think those requirements are going to loosen up a little. But even so, we recommend you put down at least 20% and make sure your housing costs never exceed 40% of your net income. And number three, rising home prices. Many experts think home values are nearing the bottom and will stabilize in 2009, especially as foreclosed inventories begin to shrink. However, we won't see the rapid appreciation that brought about this housing bubble, and I think that's a very good thing. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make, especially in a tough economy. So for solid biblical advice to help you make a wise decision, visit us online at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.